Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome and God bless all of you Christian patriots tuning in right now to the Voice of the American Redoubt. We are broadcasting from the Free Zones, from Patriot Territory. This is the morning show with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you and good morning to all of you out there. It's a beautiful morning. I love this kind of weather. I love it when it starts to get cool and
rainy and blustery, and they got the fire going. And,
yep, all the right ingredients, man. I just love it.
Coffee
in the wood stove. I think that right there.
Oh, yeah.
Hearing the wind outside.
Yeah, cool, blustery, kind of a overcast morning, a little drizzly in different places around the American Redoubt. But we're grateful for it because we got fires to put out.
Yes,
we got fires to put out in all kinds of ways.
No kidding.
We're going to be talking about that.
All sorts of different aspects.
Yeah, the patriots are absolutely outraged. It seems that the police in Moscow think they're in Moscow. Wrong country.
Did they not get the memo?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, did somebody forget to tell them that there is no law?
These people, let me tell you something. This is a strong admonition against the police in Moscow, Idaho. Not Moscow, Russia.
Right.
But they're acting like it. They're acting like they're in Moscow. Well, and somebody needs to remind them they're in Moscow. They've arrested now pastors. They've arrested people for singing hymns, for failing to social distance.
Or wear a mask. They had the option of one or the other.
Right. And so now there are Christians being arrested in America, in the American Redoubt. And these police officers have been reminded by the patriots there that they're arresting, that they're supported, that these Christian patriots support their law enforcement, the law enforcement that is going to need and is desperately short of people supporting them, backing them, willing to risk their lives in defense of our police officers, and the police officers are arresting them.
Well, and to the police officers' credit, they were polite about it. I mean, we're watching the video and they, yes, granted, I do not support what they're doing and I don't think that what they're doing actually is backed by law. However, they were super polite about the arrests that they were making and,
I wonder how polite some of the Roman soldiers were who were crucifying Christ. I'm sure some of them were actually polite toward him. I'm sure that some of the Nazis that were rounding up Jews and putting them on cattle cars were also polite.
Well, I'm trying to point out that we are not against the cops. First of all, we support the cops. It's just that, man, they're just on the wrong side of this.
Hold on.
I am
against cops who will break the law, will violate their oath. I am absolutely opposed to them. Matter of fact, they need to be very careful right now at the very precarious times that we are in. They are playing a dangerous game by arresting and criminalizing the base that they will need for their own survival in the near future to rely upon for their own lives.
That is true. And if you are a cop, you had better be able to figure out what is law and what is not law. And there is no law.
And if you can't decide when you're violating your oath and when you're not, you need to step down. You need to turn in your badge.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it.
With that, I agree. And so I'm just trying to be at least a little bit optimistic.
I know. I love that. But, I love that about you. I do. I love that. That's what keeps me kind of tempered. But I'll tell you what, speaking of tempers, I am just like, are you kidding me? Are you absolutely out of your minds? The police chief, the police officers who took oaths, and the city council members and the mayor who also took oaths, who passed this ridiculous ordinance. Look, if they're acting like we're dealing with a medical emergency, they're acting as if there is a pandemic. There is no pandemic. There is no medical emergency. People are not dropping like flies. This is just, and people that are peacefully assembling. They're trying to redress their government, redress their grievances, and their religious, they're worshiping, which is all protected action. All of those are protected actions under the Constitution. And these guys are arresting them for it. They're enforcing illegal orders. I'm not going to let them off the hook. Matter of fact, we're
I'm not either. Don't think that I am. Because,
oh, I know you're
because
not. Yeah.
If you can't figure out what the law is and your job is to enforce the law, wow, you've got a big problem. And so the fact that they are not aware of the First Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, you know, we just went all the way down the line, Article 4, Section 4, you probably need to know the law before you start taking a paycheck for that job.
Right, but they don't. They teach them constitutional law. They don't teach them the Constitution.
Well, constitutional law had better reflect the Constitution.
It should.
What else would you call it? Just law? I mean, it's got to be Constitution in there somewhere, right?
Yeah, it's how they can bend the laws around skating out of getting, you know, the Constitution, how to follow the Constitution. This is outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. These guys, they better do a quick evaluation. This is such poor. This is the timing of this. This is the worst judgment and the worst, I mean, the use of judgment and the worst discernment I can even think of, when these police officers don't even understand, they have no idea the times that we are living in, how everything is about ready to bust loose. And they got kids down the street, Antifa and BLM in Moscow, these kids at the university that are clearly members of these leftist organizations. And the police are arresting Christians for singing hymns,
right,
because they're not social distancing. This is the most dangerous, ludicrous, unlawful, just such a blatantly offensive thing that they're doing. I don't know what we can do to get their attention, but the time is coming in our country when there's going to be such a sharp tectonic shift. I really think that, well, you know, when that time comes, the Christians are going to give grace and they're going to be forgiving, and then these officers are going to be pleading for help, and these Christians are going to rise up and they will help them, those who are on the right side of the law, those who are not rounding up Christians to put on cattle cars. I'm ranting right now. I am. I'm so livid about this. I'm livid.
Well, okay. Well, so to each his own.
It is. Well, you know, is it not dangerous on their part?
Yeah, that's a precarious edge to be skating on for them. And not just because, hey, we're your buddies, we'll have your back in the future, and these other leftists are going to string you up at every chance they get.
Right.
It's not because of that. It's because the law. We don't want to play buddies. We don't want to play best friends. We want you to follow the law. And if there's no law that says that it's illegal, if the legislature did not convene and pass a law making a mask mandatory, then there is no law that those policemen can legally enforce.
Well, here's the problem, though, is that the legislative branch of that city government did pass a law. They passed an ordinance. And it's based on a lie. It's based on the premise that there is an emergency, a medical emergency, which there is not a medical emergency. Not only that, any law, it doesn't matter if the state legislature passed it or if the city or a county legislative branch passes it. Any law that they pass, even though they have the right to pass laws, they do not have the right to pass laws which are in conflict with the Constitution.
Right.
The ability to worship, the ability to peacefully assemble, and the ability to redress their government.
Right, because
for grievances.
Because any law that they would try to pass that would interfere with any of those things would be null and void as soon as the ink dried.
Right.
And so even then, so we already went over that. We already know that. There's no possible way they could have written a law that would have been constitutional, require that mask to prevent Christians from doing anything at all. And so yet the fact that they, you know, they're still trying to say that, well, an ordinance will trump constitutional rights, right?
It's clearly unlawful.
Absolutely nothing that trumps a constitutional right.
Shame on the police officers who carried this out. Shame on the chief of police.
I say city hall.
And shame on the people who are ordering, everybody from the people who enabled this, who enacted this unlawful act, who are enforcing this unlawful act. Shame on all of them.
Right.
And they are just playing such a dangerous game, such a dangerous, dangerous game. They are dealing with people that are peaceful right now, and they're just pushing. It's dangerous. That's all I can say.
Well, and we already know how this goes. We know what happens when cops are confused about what law they're supposed to enforce and which one they're not, because they're conflicting, right? That was happening here in Stevens County. And I have good friends that were cops that were saying exactly that to me there. They're saying, you know what, we cannot even tell which side we're supposed to be on, because our bosses are telling us to do this one thing and the Constitution says another.
Yep.
And so when you've got your boss trying to ramrod something illegal down the county's throat and you're supposed to listen to your boss, right, or be fired. And so this is exactly what they're facing. And so I'm imagining that that's probably what they're facing down there in Moscow too. You know, they've yep. got all these liberal left leaning city council, and city council's probably putting pressure on the sheriff or whomever is in charge of these particular police officers, city. You know. And so they're probably facing the exact same thing. And so shame on all of those people, and less the cops, but shame on the people that are in charge, because they're basically the ones that are responsible for causing this to happen. It's not right. the police that are deciding. They're being told to do this thing. And it's either that or lose their jobs.
Right. Well, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I know there are patriots among the ranks in uniform. We support the blue. We support the police. And I know that sometimes you have to choose your battles, even if you're in uniform. You know, right now they're arresting, you know, as a patriot who's got a job and he's got a pension, he's got a family to support. And they're saying, I want you to go out there and do this thing. It's a horrible situation to be in. Maybe there were some verbal protesting that took this taking place with the police officer right. saying this isn't right, but oh, you're going to lose your job. Okay, so the police officer says, all right, you know what? I'm willing to draw a line in the sand. This is not the hill I want to die on.
Right.
When a time comes, there will be a line that that officer has drawn in his mind. He's made up, you know, at some point that we haven't, you know, that officer has not reached yet.
Right. And see, what you're describing there is the same exact thing that most of the people that we've seen in town have decided for themselves. Even they know it's not right. They know it doesn't prevent anything, yet this is not the hill they're going to die on.
Right.
They went, well, you know, okay, so, you know, I'm not going to do the mark of the beast, but I will wear this dumb mask, even though I know it doesn't work. And even though I know that there is no law and blah, 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 I'll just deal with it. And I think they're probably taking the same attitude.
Well, it is. And the police officers, too, that are saying, you know, escorting somebody off their property because they didn't, because some bureaucracy says they have a wetland and, you know, they find these people excessively. And now I'm being used as law enforcement to escort these people off their own property because the state's seizing it. I know it's unconstitutional. I know it's wrong. It's horrible, but I might lose my job.
Right.
You know, at some point, here's the problem. I know that there are officers that have said, when they come for guns, when they come to round people up, I will not cross that line. I'll do these other things, but I won't do this stuff over here. The problem is we have history to refer to, and we know that these well-meaning people will round people up when it comes to only a small fraction of them will refuse to disarm. Because as long as they get to keep their firearms, you know, how many patriotic New York police officers are willing to bust everybody they find with a gun, but they're okay because I'm a police officer, so I have a gun, so I'm exempt. So right. I'm good to go. But everybody else, even if it's a patriot, even if it's a law-abiding person, catch them with a gun, I'm going to take them down because, well, I don't want to lose my job, right?
Right, exactly.
So I'm struggling. I'm struggling.
Well,
with
now,
this.
See, this is why we hold in such high regard people like Lauren Culp. He was faced yes. with this same exact kind of tyranny, and he went, you know what? Then my job just doesn't mean anything.
That's right.
And he willingly got fired from his job because he was willing to uphold the law over keeping his job and breaking the law.
Right.
So let us all remind each other that's the man for us. He has the guts, and he's the one that's willing to take the right stand in the right way and not do the illegal thing just because it's easier to go along and to get along. Exactly. You know, so.
Yeah, that's rare. We need them. We need them. Patriots. We need them. And we've got law enforcement in this listening audience. We know that. We stand by you guys. We know what you're up against. You're going to have some tough decisions to make. Some of us have already made those decisions in our lives in the past. And us, for some of you, this is the first time you've been confronted with this. We get it. So, right. You know, we'll pray for you guys.
Yeah. And a note to all of those people. Just remember, these tasks and these trials are not going to get easier as they come along. They're going to get harder.
That's right.
So the next one that you're going to have to say yes or no to is going to be way harder than this one. Guaranteed.
Excellent. Excellent point. Now, here we are on Fired Up Friday, getting all fired up, and we got
almost 15 minutes into the show,
and we don't get the word of the day out, so let's stop right now and time out, and let's get that. Lady Liberty,
that's
you've
right.
got the...
Oh, geez, we got so carried away. Okay, so the word of the day for Friday, for Fired Up Friday, is, looking pretty appropriate. lo and behold. Okay, so the word of the day is... from Romans chapter 6, verses 14 through 16, which read, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness?"
Wow.
Well, so.
Let's just digest that one for a
that
second.
That was not even planned.
We don't have a whole lot of time to. You know what? This is just so important.
Let's do it anyway.
You know what? Let's take a break.
Yeah.
And when we come back, I want you to read that again.
I agree.
Because this is just exactly what we're talking about, right? That's Romans chapter 6, what?
Verses 14 through 16. And what a coincidence, right?
Wow. Absolutely. No kidding. Okay. Well, good. We'll read that when we come back. Don't forget to put on your calendars. Next weekend, October 3rd and 4th, is the Panhandle Preparedness Expo. Our newest sponsor will be there. We would love to welcome Minutemen Coffee. That's men, as in plural. Minutemen Coffee. They are based out of Liberty State in the American Redoubt. Check them out at MinutemenCoffee.com. And when you do, use the coupon code RFR. For a 15% discount. That's a 15% discount. These people, strong supporters of Radio Free Redoubt, longtime listeners, Amron operators, preppers, patriots, just solid, solid patriots. They roast everything in small batches. They roast it in the American Redoubt, in the State of Liberty. It's roasted and blended to perfection and shipped out fresh daily. So check them out. Great folks, and we are just proud to bring on Minutemen Coffee. That's their website too, and we've got their 30-second ad in. It's all queued up, so I will listen to that also during the break. We'll be back in just a minute. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty.
Minutemen Coffee Company, born out of the idea of freedom, liberty, and the patriot movement sweeping across this great nation that we call home. Single origin, whole bean coffee, roasted and blended to perfection in small batches when you order. Minutemen Coffee is delivered to your door for the freshest, most robust whole bean coffee you've ever tasted. Coffee is the second most important item for your preps next to water, so why not have the best coffee in your preps? Check us out on the web at www.minutemencoffee.com. Minutemencoffee.com.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back to segment two of The Voice of the American Redoubt. Here, JJS and Lady Liberty heading up the morning commute. Hopefully you guys are having a blessed morning this morning. Segment two is brought to you by our friends at Strategic Self-Defense. Strategic Self-Defense, and their website is now up. It looks great. Give yourself home field advantage to overcome threats by planning, equipping, and training in your house, on your property, and from your vehicle. They provide custom self-defense solutions designed to address the specific conditions unique to each person's home, architecture, property layout, and vehicle type. These guys do a great job. Lots of experience there, too. The website is strategicself-defense.com. Strategicself-defense.com.
I kind of would be interested in seeing what they could do for your property. You know what I mean?
I know. That's what they do.
I know. I just customized. Like to check it out. Because it sounds like, you know, you always think about, ooh, well, maybe I could booby trap this part or that part. You know what I
well,
mean?
That's not legal. Well, just so you know. That's not...
Well, you know.
Right.
So, but you know, you have these ramblings, these thinkings sometimes, you know.
Well, but you know
so
what? Hey, if the Chinese invade, then, you know, we really don't care what's illegal or legal. It's all the slates wiped clean, right?
Right.
Fresh. But in most, you know, self-defense type situations, most situations, you know, there are limitations to what you can do. But there's a lot of
property. Like tripwires every 20 feet into your property.
There's
right?
a lot of stuff where people think that they might have cover or that might not help them, right? There's things that might provide cover that you may not have realized. There's things that you can move and shift things around to provide cover or to protect you going from, you know, point A to point D, from the garage to the house.
The moving bush, right?
Right, there you go. Yeah, concertina wire and, you know. I don't think they get into landmines and, right. you know, things like claymore mines and things like all the cool stuff.
Yes, the catapult launchers.
Right, yeah. Exactly. All right, so now we don't want to waste too much time on that, but we just did.
Still fun to think about.
So the word of the day. This is so important because of what we're talking about. Dive into it, and then we're going to hit this TIP real quick.
Right. Okay. So yeah, let's kind of break this down a little bit. So the first part, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? Certainly not. So what's your take on that?
Well, I think that exactly what came to mind for me is when you're a slave to laws that are especially like man's laws. These police officers that came to mind,
right?
To me,
I know. Yep.
When you are actually when you're trying to maintain law and order, doing and enforcing an unlawful law, you just placed your life in danger. You just demoralized the community you're supposed to be supporting.
Right.
You've compromised on what you've taken an oath to do. You have just become a slave to unlawfulness.
Right.
In the name of upholding the law, right? And you didn't. You did the exact opposite.
Yeah, you actually made yourself subject to the law because you more or less just broke the law.
Well, you're subject now to the higher law,
that's
which
right.
you got away with today.
Yeah.
Maybe even tomorrow.
Right.
But eventually it's going to get you.
Well, because any one of those people that have been arrested could get an attorney and just grill each and every person. Oh,
my gosh. I can imagine the lawsuits that are coming from Moscow. Here's the one thing. Moscow City Council and Mayor and all of you guys that have not thought this through. You have lawsuits coming that are going to annihilate. They are going to eviscerate you.
Yes,
they're going to annihilate your treasury in your city. Just kiss it goodbye. What you just did was set yourself up. And this is going on tonight too. Pastors are coming down with their congregations. They're going to do the same thing. They're going to sing. They're going to praise God. They're going to worship. They're going to assemble all the things they have the constitutional right to do. And police are planning on more arrests. Moscow City Council, you guys have the opportunity
they're going to get buried.
You're already in so deep.
Yeah.
You're toast.
Yeah.
You're absolutely toast. And you know what? You deserve it. You deserve it. The people in that city better, you people, the citizens in Moscow, you better rein these people in really quickly because they're about ready to bankrupt your city.
Bankrupt the whole city, exactly. Yep. Because all of those people, each and every single one of them, took an oath of office to uphold the Constitution.
Absolutely.
And so right here it says Attorney General William Barr, he was describing that religion is under siege by secularists.
Yep.
And he says the consequences of this hollowing out of religion have been predictably dire over the past 50 years. There have been striking increases in urban violence, drug abuse, broken families. Problems like these have fed the rise of an ever more powerful central government. And he is the representative for the Department of Justice. Yes. And they're going after these religious attacks. And they're going after them big time. Yep. So watch out, Moscow. Just be careful. You are already over the line.
Yep. Have definitely already crossed the line. All right. Now, speaking of crossing the line, let's talk about this. Preventing a disrupted presidential election and transition document that was developed by the Transition Integrity Project, which is anything but it's a lack of integrity. It's absolutely ridiculous. Let me point this out to you. Specific recommendations that they make in this report. Remember, they've already, it's a foregone conclusion that Joe Biden's going to win, President Trump's going to lose, and he's going to refuse to give up power. So they're trying to figure out what they're going to do about this when President Trump refuses to give up power. Listen to this. Specific recommendations are to address the two biggest threats head on. First, lies about voter fraud and escalating violence. Voter fraud is virtually non-existent. This is what this document says. Voting fraud is virtually non-existent, but Trump lies about it to create a narrative designed to politically mobilize his base and to create the basis for contesting the results should he lose. The potential for violent conflict is high, this report says, particularly since Trump encourages his supporters to take up arms.
Okay, so
who are taking up arms out there? Who's burning the streets right now? Who are killing cops?
First of all, Trump has never told anybody to take up arms. That's a lie. That's a direct lie.
Exactly.
And second of all, the fact that they said that voting fraud is virtually non-existent, I about laughed myself off my chair when I read that statement yesterday.
Yeah, because guess what came out today? I'm breaking 911. Here it is. FBI finds it mail-in ballots. This is from yesterday afternoon. Yesterday afternoon. FBI finds mail-in ballots discarded in Pennsylvania. All of them were cast for President Trump.
Boom.
Boom. Drop the mic. Virtually non-existent. These people are out of control. We're going to cover more of this. You guys have a safe, blessed weekend. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. I will be here 9 a.m. tomorrow morning on KTW. And for the rest of you, we'll see you Monday morning, the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty right here.
That's right. Everyone have just an awesome, blessed weekend and be safe out there.